If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
We all remember the feelings of summer, the anticipation of the last day of school, the excitement of the high dive. Now experience one more, the thrill of owning the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for a price you'd never imagine. Come into the Mercedes-Benz summer event and get some of the best offers of the year on a full line of Mercedes-Benz vehicles, including the expressive GLA, the efficient C-Class, and the innovative E-Class. Hurry, the feelings of summer might last, but the summer event offers won't.
White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCarroll. Kyle Schwarber has announced his presence with authority since the Cubs called him up to replace the injured Miguel Montero. In his last seven games, Schwarber's hit .455 with 10 hits and 5 RBIs. But despite the excitement he's engendered in Cubs fans, Schwarber says he doesn't want to get ahead of himself.
I'm taking it day by day pretty much and just trying to, compete and help the team win every day. And so whatever I can do to help the team win is, I feel like I'll put myself in a good position.
Cubs with a day off today before opening a weekend set against the Phillies at home this weekend. The Score's Bruce Levine says the Cubs were the first team to reach out to the Tigers about a possible deal for David Price and that the two sides are already scouting each other's systems. As many as 8 teams expected to be in on Price. Bob Nightingale says Price is also at the top of the Dodgers' wish list and that no decision will be made until next week. Cubs also reportedly interested in Miami's Matt Latos. Meanwhile, on the South side, the White Sox season continues its downward spiral. Sox started the second half of the season by losing 6-7. And it's starting to look like they'll be sellers as the trade deadline approaches. One of the first guys to go could be Jeff Samardzija, who'll become a free agent at the end of the season. He's slated to take on Trevor Bauer tonight as the Sox head to Cleveland to take on the Indians. Meanwhile, moves starting to take place around Major League Baseball. Oakland traded pitcher Scott Kazmir to the Astros for a couple of prospects per Ken Rosenthal. Ben Zobrist could also be heading out of Oakland. The Cubs have been rumored to be interested in Zobrist. Jerry Krasnick of ESPN says the Astros also had Jeff Samardzija on their radar but couldn't afford to wait for the White Sox to decide on a course of action. To the NFL, Mike Tomlin gets an extension from the Steelers that will keep him in Pittsburgh through the 2018 season. Patriots reached an agreement with former Raiders and 49ers cornerback Terrell Brown, and Packers defensive tackle LaTroy Guyon has been suspended for the first 3 games of the regular season for his offseason arrest for possession of marijuana and a firearm. Guyon says he will appeal. And the MLB has released the 10 most popular from the first half. 2 Cubs at top 10. Chris Bryant at number 2 and Anthony Rizzo at number 10. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Robert Morris University, Illinois Graduate School. Accelerate a master's in sports administration at RMU. Join 670 The Score for the Talking Cubs with Jake Arrieta series today at Miller's Ale House in Lombard from 7 to 8 p.m. Come meet Chicago Cub Jake for an autograph and get the inside scoop on the Northsiders. Plus, sign up for your chance to win a pair of Cubs tickets to an upcoming game. It's Talking Cubs with Jake, presented by Budweiser. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. And Atlantis Limousines. No outside memorabilia will be signed. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. It is Spiegs and Goff saying thank you to our guest today, John Baker, who's just terrific all the time. Follow him on Twitter, at ManBearWolf. Len Casper, after working three games in about 28 hours, we let the man go back to sleep and rest his voice and his body. Hub Arkish from ChicagoFootball.com got us going on some Bears conversation. Producers are great. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, thank you so much, man. Kevin Zipak helped out as well today. Thank you. Brian Gertz of the video stream and does it well at Watch670thescore.com. And now
it's time to talk to our guys, Dan Bernstein, and time to light it up on the other side of the glen. No, Dan Bernstein, Lord. And Terry Forrest. What's up, fellas?
I've had some funny listening moments the last couple days. And listening to the Cubs game yesterday, I'm getting on the Ontario feeder ramp headed home, and it's the third inning, and then he says, and here comes Chris Bryant, who's going to pinch. I'm like, yeah, Joe!
Yeah, that's putting it right there.
Get
on
one
your
of those moments.
Table.
It's like, yeah. Oh, go get him, Joe.
Third inning of a doubleheader after he himself said the bullpen is in dire straits.
He's got the goodwill worked up, you know. Like if that's 3-4 years from now and this thing isn't feeling good and you do that, you're like, what the hell is this guy doing?
Boy? No, I said it before I knew the result. I was just I love that's a
winning moment. That is a crucial. We talk about those moments in baseball games.
And
here's them deciding that it's in the third inning.
He pushed the right button.
High leverage moment, and here comes Brian, who's in need of
need of a contact.
And there was.
He's been bad.
Yep, he has. And the other listener, well, when you played that John Feinstein thing, like, I want him, but I don't.
At my price.
So it's remember the scene at the beginning of the movie Tin Men, when Richard Dreyfuss's character is buying a car. And he's just really uncomfortable with the whole haggling thing. And the car salesman, he looks at the, you know, the showroom floor and he brings him back at his office. And they have that sort of awkward, they do the dance. And he says, now, what would you like to pay for this car? And he's exasperated. He just said, what would I like to pay for the car?
Nothing.
I would like to pay nothing for this car. And so Feinstein says, they're like, well, yes.
If I can get him without giving up too much, then I would make the move.
See?
Thank you.
Hey, look.
And he wanted to stick around and do sports minutes.
Let's pay nothing for this.
That
car.
Guy wanted to stick around and do more of those.
Look, I enjoy laughing at John Feinstein as much as anybody. Okay?
Speaks of Greece.
Just when you think it can't get any worse, I'm John Feinstein. But here's the thing. I do not believe that if you bring David Price here for 2 months and he sees what Cubdom is and then you have a 72-hour negotiating window, I don't believe that that gives you a better chance to sign him.
I agree.
Okay. Well, it sounds like that you did yesterday or the day before when we talked about it.
If you could.
Right, my point is if you actually work out a deal ahead of time.
Okay.
Not wink, wink.
But maybe the value, I mean, granted, Billy Bean is the one who just took what he took from Houston. Maybe the value for these rentals is going to be so low that what you might be willing to give up for a Matt Latos or a Jeff Samardzija, you could actually just give up for David Price instead.
Sure.
And then actually just try to sign him as you were going to anyway.
If it is a true rental, I'm paying a rental fee.
Yes.
I'm not paying a purchase fee.
I am not paying a purchase fee just because I think it's going to help me. So my untouchables remain untouchables no matter who the name is that is a rental.
Sure. But that the market will decide.
So what I'm saying is, like John Feinstein, if the price is right, I would like to get him.
Okay. That's why I'd stick with John Feinstein, by the way.
The nightmare continues. I'm John Feinstein.
No doubt
about
it.
I'd stick with that role model right there. That's my guy.
So Scott Kazmir is a Houston Astro, so that's one guy, one rental off the books, and he's a Houston guy, and they love their Houston guys, so they'll probably try to sign him long-term.
There's two top 22 prospects, but both A-ball, and those aren't top of your farm system prospects. Those aren't jewels. Those are guys. And that would be the start of setting the market.
Yeah, people are saying that the guys like Tony Kemp and Colin Moran and Domingo Santana, those are the guys in the Astros organization that if the Astros did come a calling to the White Sox and Jeff Samardzija, that those are the guys you ask for. Those weren't the guys that went in the Scott Kazmir trade.
Well, maybe. Jerry Krasnick saying that the White Sox could not decide on their course of action, which is why the Astros then went to Oakland. Now, there's a lot that you can read into that.
I read it differently.
It's not buyer seller.
Yeah, see,
better not be.
I dismissed that part of it. Okay. I could be wrong, but
selling.
Yeah, of course. I thought it was the course of action with that deal.
Well, like, it could also be
course of this deal or not.
The course of action on Samardzija could also be, you know, draft pick versus any trade at all.
It's also what intelligence you've already gathered on every other organization.
That's
and when
my
you
fear.
Have when you have a scouting operation that is not up to speed or up to time or up to code, I wonder if you start looking at some of these names
trust themselves.
Deep in some of these organizations, do they know as much about these prospects as the average organization does?
I wouldn't trust. That's the thing. You know, if you're looking to somebody to pick apart your farm system, I'll take a chance on the White Sox making a mistake.
See, that's the thing, Terry.
I am
afraid of thinking about them versus the Oakland A's pro scouting department. Oakland A's pro scouting versus White Sox pro scouting. Who knows more about the top 20 or 30 prospects in the Astros system?
Or the Cubs or the Cardinals or any other of the high bandwidth teams.
Yeah.
And the White Sox just are not one of them right now.
Cardinals, by the way, know a lot about the top 30 prospects.
Yes, they do.
In the Houston system.
More than they should.
Yeah, they'll tell you if you ask them.
They were in town. Should have asked them.
Hey, I got some Astros questions for you. This is a little awkward, but, you know.
Would you mind?
Wondering.
Last night's game was so soxy. You know, you get yourself. You get
too
yourself
soxy for this game.
Yeah, Zach Duke is out there. You feel like he's going to get out of it. He's
you do?
Well, no. He has some pretty. Hey, that stuff that he had working last night was fooling guys. He just happened to hit the back foot of Matt Holliday, and then Tyler Flowers puts his big dumb glove out there in the swing path of Jason Hayward, and then David Robertson comes in, and Yadier Molina, I believe, got his fifth or fourth triple in his career last night at the Cell. It's just, that's as sox a game as you can possibly have. John Danks, he's been pitching well since the All-Star break.
How about that?
Yeah, 6 2/3 shutouts.
Back-to-back performances from Danks as long as he's in the game
and you lose him.
And we actually beat the Royals, but couldn't win last night. But what's the upset with that?
Yeah, Terry, you're right. It's 3 out of 4 shutouts.